Reading over these passages of Scripture appointed for the Epiphany gives us a broad view of the revelation of God's love and grace, from geopolitical themes in Isaiah to the nature of God in the Psalm, Paul's personal experience in Ephesians, to the event itself in Matthew. This is all about how the Creator reveals the divine in the Godhead, in the world, and in the hearts and minds of God's children, that is to say, all of humanity. Isaiah was writing at the time of what we these days call an inflection point in the life of Israel. King Darius of Persia had given permission for the Israelites to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. This was cause for great rejoicing. Arise, shine, the prophet proclaimed. Those who returned would bask in the knowledge of God's love and power and glory and tell others of this good news. That is, they would radiate that light of God. Interestingly, not all returned. Some stayed in their new homes established in exile. Others had scattered when the troubled times began, but they too were welcome back to Jerusalem to participate in the radiance of God's favor and care. The psalmist, most likely writing for the coronation or enthronement of a new king, describes God as one who will deliver the poor and helpless from their distress and oppression, one whose pity and mercy will be on the lowly, poor, and needy. The psalmist writes, "He shall come down like rain upon the earth." And those words, that image, held particular meaning, as we can imagine, for inhabitants of the arid plains in the Middle East. Let's take a moment to reflect on these two readings, Isaiah and the Psalm. These two writers, writing millennia ago, could be talking about 21st century America. People scattered and pushed apart by their responses to crises, both medical and political, all looking for a way to be faithful to their calling as citizens, all hoping for a society in which they and all people can live in peace. We would like to be a nation radiating the message of justice and peace to all the world. We have distinct differences about the definitions of some of those terms and the best approach to become the beacon, just as the Israelites did. And we too are called to come together with a common concern for each other's welfare, for something we Christians see as the kingdom of God, a realm in which God's love rules and is made known to us and through us. Well, to continue with the readings, Paul, writing to the Ephesians, brings this universal and societal message to an intimate, personal one. Personal level. He alludes to his Damascus Road experience in which God's love was made known to him in a direct, dramatic moment. He suffers imprisonment and worse as the price he must pay to proclaim that God's love is meant for every person, Gentiles included, everywhere, in every time. He writes to the Ephesians and us from his prison cell. Finally, we read the account of the event itself, both the foundational and the crowning point in today's Proverbs. This narrative is an intense, dream-filled story of political intrigue, personal sacrifice, epic journey, and fulfillment of prophecy. This sweeping, world-changing event is couched in the humblest setting in terms. The apt description of God come to earth as a human being. On entering the house, the wise men saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. We here, 2,000 years later, are the beneficiaries of their journey and their witness and their wisdom. Their wisdom in part, not going back and reporting to Herod. We are not only beneficiaries, but also their successors, called to continue their mission of making this good news of great joy known to all the world, beginning with acts of kindness and compassion in all our encounters with all of God's children, our brothers and sisters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.